Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Ashley.
Thank you for having me.
And Ashley is one of the guidance counselors here at Knoxville High School. And right now, seniors are in the process of applying, a lot of them, to colleges, different universities, community colleges. Where, if you're a parent of a senior, where should your child be in that process right now?
Well, right now, a lot of applications, especially if you're wanting to make an early decision about a school, would be start to be due. You'd want to figure out when the application dates are due and start filling out the paperwork. You want to have your student come see me to get their grade point and class rank information. Also, we have to send the transcripts out, so they need to see us for that. And other than that, they would talk to teachers about if a school requires a recommendation letter. So they want to give their teachers some adequate time, hopefully not just the day before. Oh, I need a recommendation letter tomorrow. A couple weeks is usually adequate.
As the kids move forward, what else should they be looking at into the future as we approach January, February, March?
Well, they want to be looking at scholarships because college is pretty expensive these days, and it helps out if you get some money elsewhere. So we have our local scholarships here, and we let students know. We met with seniors and parents early in September and talked about, you know, scholarships, financial aid for parents to go over filling out the FAFSA, financial aid. And the local scholarships are going to be available in March and then due in April. So keep up on that, and you can always come and ask us questions if need be.
And actually, that brings up a good point, the financial aid aspect. FAFSA, when does that need to be turned in for parents on that their end?
Well, I think they have until June to do that. And starting January 1st, they can start filling it out and going through that process. And I believe we'll have another financial aid workshop night in February sometime, and that will be in the announcements, so parents will be able to come. And especially if it's their first student going off to college, that can be overwhelming. So get all the help you can get, and we're here to answer questions and help parents out.
And there's also all sorts of other opportunities for scholarships too, not just locally, but there's other resources out there that offer these kind of scholarships.
Yes, plenty of stuff is online. FastWeb is a resource that we've handed out brochures for that has a ton of scholarships online. And then specifically, you want to look at the school you're interested in, look on their website and look at the different programs you're interested in and see if there's scholarships that way.
Okay. And then it's also, I mean, it's a stressful time for seniors as they fill out these applications. It's a lot of writing, maybe more so than they're used to. It's a lot of legwork in the first place too, and can take time. What advice do you have for them as they kind of go through this stressful period?
I think just really being up on when things are due and giving yourself some time, enough time to plan ahead and work on those things little by little instead of figuring out, oh, next Tuesday is the due date and I have to do all of this stuff. Keeping up on when the due dates are and giving yourself plenty of time.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Not that I can think of.
Sorry. All right. Well, thanks very much, Ashley.
Thank you for having me.